Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
According to experts, psychologists no less, they say that one way to cheer yourself up in January is to listen to particularly sad songs.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you know when you're feeling a bit down in the dumps and you have a good cry?
Yeah.
What do you feel immediately after? You feel better.
You feel relieved, actually.
Yeah,
don't you
feel you? A little bit better, though, don't you? You feel
yeah,
better.
Yeah, you do. Yes.
Once you've got that cry out the way, you think, right, I can get on with it now.
Once you've stopped gasping for air.
Once you've stopped doing these ones. Yeah, and your bottom lip stops quivering. But it's the same thing. And psychologists say that if you listen to sad songs, it's like a release. It lets the emotion out and lets the good emotion in.
So, I think it's nonsense, but I think we should go for it.
Let's give it a try. Shall we give it a try right now?
Yeah.
Okay, now you might need a tissue.
Okay.
Let me get you some tissues over. Marty, are you going to be okay, or do you think...
I think I'll be okay.
You've had your man-up tablets this morning?
Yeah, power through.
Okay. So we're going to play a little montage, because even Rocky had a montage. And here are some sad songs. And feel free to just to let it all out, okay? Let all the negative out of you and breathe in the goodness.
Okay.
And it'll make you feel better. Let's see if it works. Oh, come on, we're not starting with Sinead O'Connor, come on.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
Ah!
Oh, no.
Anybody feeling better yet?
No.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one.
Come on, James.
You have been the one for me.
Cheer up, man.
Kiss me hard before you go.
Oh, come on. Right, come on. I was okay until we got to Lana Del Bloomin' Ray. I mean, that couldn't cheer you up in the middle of July. That couldn't. Right, did it work?
No.
No.